From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. School and academy holidays are upon us, and no doubt some earnest clubs have a program to interest young people in the fun of solder smoke and kit building. I at least hope some clubs are offering a path into amateur radio, as I haven't heard of any activities being conducted. We're great at talking about how great our pastime is, and yet we seem to struggle in spreading the word and offering training towards licenses at times that may best suit many candidates. The news and current affairs are always a reminder to me of the opportunities that can be drawn from current events. I'm not recommending that anyone engages in self-sacrifice and rushes off to slay dragons on the other side of the world. However, even the shocking information that is coming to light gives an opportunity to reflect on how we, as individuals and group members, should interact with our fellow humans. There are stories of people involved in self-sacrifice and survival in the face of events that most have never contemplated, and this makes me consider what I could do in times of extreme hardship. No doubt most of us have seen the post containing a chart of the forecast sunspot activity and the actual recorded figures which have circulated on social media this past week. The suggestion is that the peak of cycle 25 is being reached sooner than predicted, and the implication is that it will wane sooner than expected. This would seem unlikely, as the timing has been a relatively flexible 11-year cycle, and history would suggest that the peak may be higher than predicted, and the term has still some years to run. With some of the openings on shortwave and higher, we can hope that optimism is the right path. Perhaps to touch on the somewhat controversial topic of the COVID pandemic, the fact there seems to be a slight friction between the public health sector and the epidemiologists is something for clubs and individuals to think about. We have the lessening of public health restrictions at a time when the infection rate is the highest it has ever been. We have the professionals who specialise in the study of diseases and their spread warning that the pandemic has not ended and that there could be variants of the virus that not only spread more widely than the current one, but become more deadly once again. Contrary to what the hopeful politicians are saying, there is still the possibility of needing public health restrictions and lockdowns in the future. Unlike the visit of the Easter Bunny, there is no certainty. But when we have differences of opinion amongst the professionals in an area, my feeling is that we should err on the side of caution. As the scouting movement teaches, be prepared. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.